2 seconds after the hour of 12, and this the month of April in the year of our Lord, 2006. Thank you for coming by and making it a part of your listening day. Live, I say. Live from the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of Johnson 970. A proud part of the CBS radio family. This is the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. It is Friday, and welcome to day 12. 503-733-2970. If you'd like to email, you can do it as well. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com with your comments, clarifications, your conventions, and so forth. 503-733-2970. We are now six, is that right? One, two, three, four, five. Six days away, yes. We are now 6 days away. Listener Party 9, Kissing My Ass, which comes up next Thursday. April 20th, 7 p.m.
I saw their van at Pioneer Courthouse Square a few minutes ago.
Okay.
It was empty. Someone just dropped it off there. That's their present.
They're dumping it for the insurance money. We don't know. It's just gone. Well, it's empty. Why should the van be any different from their studio any day of...
No, it's driven by remote control. Somebody with a joystick.
It's the van being driven by somebody in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
Carol from the front
desk
is walking into the...
Well, thank you.
How can I help you?
We have no
for
prizes.
What? Hi there. Just... All right.
Okay. Whatever.
Thanks, Carol.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll come right out and take care of it.
That makes it a good Friday.
Well, the on-air light is just sort of decorative. The light that says on-air radio program is just sort of symbolic.
You know she could make or break us all. Just let her do what she wants.
All right. Well, nothing like getting the Friday off to a rip-roaring start without flaws. Completely executed. You know,
hey,
that was
Scotty J is here, though.
And, you know, that was a little instant karma right now for starting off the show by reaming on the empty kitchen van downtown. All right. Well, okay. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Here's what's coming up. Here's what's happened so far today.
Absolutely nothing.
No. I don't mean on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were recapping.
No. If we were recapping, it's... Yes, we stood here and accomplished nothing. Here's what's happened this morning. So, Scotty J, and by the way, it should be noted that our new intern, Scotty J, refers to himself, A, with that name constantly, and B, in the third person.
Uh-uh.
It's a whole lot of like, well, Scotty J believes.
No, he doesn't.
He's done it at least once. Oh, he's done really? It at least once that I heard, where it was a lot of, you know, well, when Scotty J's on the job. And then he introduced himself to Alicia, who was working at the front desk.
Oh, cute blonde Alicia?
Yes. Well, and you know how that goes. That's a whole lot of, hi, I'm Alicia. Hi, I'm Scotty J.
His voice gets deeper.
And that, you know, kind of like Clyde's does. Like, remember Clyde would screen calls? And Clyde would be like, Rick Emerson Show. Oh, hello. And
it was sexy voice.
Suddenly he's down four octaves. Suddenly he's speaking in the sex spectrum. So he rolls out the, I am Scotty J. And then he gives it like half a beat to see if she just sort of swoons. Or like if her eyelids flutter with recognition. Like a, that's Scotty J? Which did not happen,
by the
way. Are
you the mobile DJ, Scotty J?
Did you play the chicken dance at my uncle's wedding? Sexy. So that happened this morning. Also, apparently, despite my constant and repeated orders not to do so, they've given a prize to somebody in the afternoon and told them to come pick it up at this building. And so Carol came in like 2 minutes ago and is all like up in my grill about it. And so I got to go figure out what that's all about.
Because the prize closet is now the programming office.
Because that's my office.
It's empty.
Ain't no prize closet. It's the programming nerve center of this radio station. So I got to go figure that out in like 10 seconds. Gary Baumgarten from CNN Radio is going to be on later today. We're going to talk about... We're going to talk about Paris Hilton, believe it or not, in a movie called American Cannibal and some sort of controversy that's happening. We'll talk about that. Scott Dowley's going to be here from Film Fever Radio. And then something I completely forgot until this morning, Mark Ronchetti apparently is going to be here from Coin.
I told you he was. You didn't believe me.
And you claim that it's my idea.
It was always his secret desire to be here.
Yes. So I thought he just volunteered to do it, but you say that I asked him to come.
No, the second we got the show back, I asked him.
It's several times, and you nodded yes.
Did I say yes?
Yes, several times.
What was I thinking of?
I don't know. You were excited about it.
Was I confusing him with Ron Popeil or somebody else? John Scarpetti?
No, Mark's a very cool guy. You'll like him.
Yeah. Well, so,
and he's a fan of the show, too. Well, he was.
Well, he is. He is for the moment. So Mark Ronchetti's going to be here later on.
Yeah, why don't you make fun of his chiclet tooth?
He doesn't. I don't think he'll do that. Is he a big man?
Yeah, he's pretty sturdy.
Oh, well, all right. Well, I'll be nice to him. But here's the thing. He doesn't know this, but we're going to make Mark Ronchetti, he's not going to play. He will actually conduct Spot the Fake Metal lyrics
today. He's on the air right now, so he can't hear you.
Yeah, Mark, you don't know it. Mark Ronchetti's going to have to recite some fake metal lyrics for you today. Something on the lines of, my winged steed rides to the skull-covered, hill of destiny. Yeah. But I'm going to make him do it as though it's weather. So it's a lot of, my winged steed. Well, it's flying towards the skull-covered hill of destiny this morning, and later on a low-pressure system. So that's coming up. So you'll get to hear the awkward pause as he tries to figure out whether he can leave the studio without doing the contest.
No, see, I think that he'll be able to handle it.
And we are now 6 days away from listener party night, Casey to my ass, which is coming up. So, but first, apparently there's a prize winner in the lobby. Hold on, Sarah, I'm going to call the on-air line.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me, we'll see. Now, this is a double test, because I'm going to have to go to the lobby and talk to this prize winner. but also, I have to call in to stay on the phone so we don't have a microphone. So the phone is ringing. Oh, no. We got an intern for that now.
Oh.
Sarah's going. Look at you. Fighting off old habits. Sarah's going to screen. Hi there. I'd like to talk to Rick. Yeah. No, you don't need my name. Don't be an ass. Just put me through.
Rick.
No, this is Rick. Hey, so just put me on hold. All right, there you go. Okay, Sarah, am I up?
You should be now.
All right, have you got me?
Yep.
Wow. All right, okay, I'm walking out to the lobby.
This is pretty amazing.
I know. It's
all right, I'm
technology.
Oh, this is radio. This is radio as you hear it. This is radio as it happens.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so I've come out here to deal with the prize winner. Hi there, he's gone? All right.
He left in disgust.
Did you bring your card to get back in?
In the afternoon. I did administer a verbal beating. I'm not exactly sure why he didn't take care of that. All right. Clearly, I have to move up to flogging. All right. Well, clearly this exciting excursion into live radio didn't really pan out. I'm going to walk back to the studio now.
Okay, please do.
This sounds
all right.
Safe.
Okay, walking back now.
Please count every step.
All right, we're walking back in.
Who do you encounter in the hallway?
I think Carol's angry at me.
What color are the walls?
I don't think Carol likes me anymore. All right. Now we're now back in the studio.
Oh wait.
Oh, man, I'm hearing my voice on the phone, but then I'm hearing my voice on the monitors, too.
A slight delay, a split second.
Dude.
My hands are huge.
All right, I'm hanging up now.
All right, there you go. Boy, Carol.
That was compelling.
Carol just gave me the hairy eyeball. Well, it's not my fault.
I know it's not your fault.
It has, look, here's, just so you know, here's the deal.
We never have any prizes here. Don't even think about it.
Owner carries no cash.
We should have a little sign at the bottom of the stairs.
Driver carries less than $20 in change.
Care for prizes? Think again.
We have nothing. No, here's the thing. Is that God bless Carol at the front desk. She does a difficult job under difficult circumstances because she works with temperamental diva a-holes all day. And I'm not excluding myself from that. But we give away prizes sometimes in the afternoon, and here's the thing. CBS Radio is scattered through like three different buildings. You can't pick any of the prizes up here. You're supposed to pick them down on first. And like 500 times, I've had the conversation. Don't tell them to come here. Tell them to pick up stuff at the building on first. And they never tell the listener. Poor listener, not their fault. Listeners show up, I was told to pick up a prize. And then Carol has to come and find me, and then it's just a whole chain of inanity.
Right, and that goes for everyone. Even if Katie Couric won some Lumberjacks tickets, she would have to go over to the other building.
Indeed. So, all right.
Don't believe people who tell you we have prizes here. It's a lie.
Oh, I wish I was dead. All right, it's 503-733.
No, there's somebody on the East Coast who wishes they were dead.
Listen to you guaranteeing. Tim Riley's working on the following stories for you today.
A slant-eyed buck-tooth rabbit has been removed from Easter greeting cards displays after Asians complained. In the meantime, Fred Meyer continues to sell chocolate crosses.
I tried to find one, and I couldn't find any last night.
You got to come to the tennis court.
All right.
The Pope says we have a satanic society. Tom Cruise won't allow his baby to be baptized, a clear example of that. Meanwhile, Exxon's chairman is making $400,000 in a retirement package, is clearly making him satanic.
All right, excellent. And I've just got this story, the opening sentence of which is, for blank, morning drive time is turning into a car wreck. Talk about that later.
Yep.
Plus, we'll detail engineer Sean is sticking it to the man. and so forth. It's 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From high atop the Wetabilly Coin Tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat, Tim Riley reporting, special Good Friday edition. Some controversial Easter greeting cards being sold at Target stores across the country are being, well, removed from the shelves after members of the Asian community complained that they're offensive. The card features a rabbit with slanted eyes, buck teeth, and a Chinese outfit. One card says, Happy Easter, when it was open. It's entitled Easter Haiku. Asian Business Association President Joni Lowe said, Haiku is a Japanese term for Japanese poetry to begin with, and then they're mixing Japanese with Chinese. Well, we don't like that.
It's no funny. Me bite up your ears.
Target pulled the Carlton cards and issued an apology. So there's the picture there. Happy Easter.
Oh, that's the worst thing I've ever seen. And I like how they put offensive in quotes as though there's any question about it. Look, I don't care about anybody, but this is ludicrous. Now, have you seen this?
Yep.
In my head, I was combining two stories here. I was combining the chocolate Jesus cross with the card, and so I somehow thought it was a chocolate bunny with slanted eyes.
No, these are separate things. There's no chocolate bunny with slanted eyes that we know of.
This really is unbelievable. I can't even believe this.
Well, you can't buy
card.
Them anymore. Maybe on eBay.
No, these are not. No, these are collector's items now. You've got clearly.
Nothing to send to Asian friends.
I have nothing. I should have been stocking up. Oh, and this is from Florida too.
Yeah. But they're sold throughout the country. If you
check out this, check out this Chinese Japanese bunny thing.
We actually had this on Coin.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Did you have a wacky ethnic pun in the headline?
No, we took it very seriously.
Did Mark Brancetti laugh or smile?
No.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't do that. Wait, what pun would you even have?
Chuckle.
Hoppy Easter, blah, 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 haiku, slanty. No, there's nothing. I can't think of anything. That's insane.
Yeah, that's just
wrong.
I thought the
chocolate crosses were insane.
Was this after the show that you told me about this in the office?
Yeah.
When it wasn't on the air. So we're after the show yesterday. We're back in the office. We're just doing whatever. And Tim is like, have you seen these chocolate crosses they're selling?
At Bird Meyer.
And I had no idea what you were talking about. And then
they're next to the chocolate bunnies.
And I went last night to the... And I guess maybe I live in a godless society. Actually, here's what's more likely.
They may be sold out.
There you go.
I mean, they're collector's items. Who would eat one?
Well, and they're marketed the nutcases. And so my neighborhood is full of them. And so I'm guessing that Fred Meyer, there was a run on the chocolate. Now, are they chocolate crosses or chocolate crucifixes? Because it does beg the question, do you eat Jesus' feet or ears
first? No, they're crosses. The ones that I saw did not have Jesus attached to them.
Do it. No, wrong one.
You think it's worthy of the other?
Yeah.
All right.
No, you should say the line again though.
See, I don't even know where it went.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Hold on. No, here we go. It does beg the question. It loses all spontaneity now. It does beg the question: do you eat Jesus' ears or feet first? Which, by the way, unless you think I'm being sacrilegious, we're all Catholics on the show.
Yes, we are.
Yes,
good
we
ones
are.
Too.
Some of my best friends.
On the arms.
I'm allowed to make those jokes. I am Catholic.
Are you going to be attending Easter Mass?
I know what encyclical means, you bastards. I can name all 12 stations of the cross. 12.
Are they AM or FM?
Stop. Stop. That's terrible. There really ought to be some Christian radio chain that's like Stations of the Cross.
I have to go to Bremerton and go to Easter Mass this weekend.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, God watches over Bremerton more so.
Concentric circles of hell.
Jesus loves Bremerton.
No, he doesn't. Jesus doesn't even know
Jesus
Bremerton
Jesus does not
there.
Bless Bremerton.
So... if you can find this Hoppy Easter card, it really is the worst thing ever.
I bet it'll turn up at the dollar store.
Send it to us so we can tack it on our wall.
It really...
We like yes. a dollar... We yes. like a chocolate cross.
A chocolate cross. This is really like on Hong Kong Fooey kind of a level. Okay, I gotta put it down. So I went to Fred Meyer to try to find a chocolate cross, and I'm suspecting they were all sold out.
They had a big stack of them at Tannisbourne.
Well, it's because it's a godless society. The suburbs, really, no one in Tannisbourne follows our Lord Jesus.
You never know. Maybe that's why the Pope will deliver a blistering attack on the satanic mores of our modern society, warning against an insane apologia of evil that is a danger to destroying humanity. Like anybody's gonna listen. He'll probably speak some foreign language that nobody understands.
He was a member of the Hitler Youth. No one cares what he thinks.
Anyway, in a series of Good Friday meditations that he'll lead in Rome, the Pope says that society is in the grip of a kind of anti-genesis. So I guess he described it as a diabolical pride aimed at eliminating the family. He will pray for society to be cleansed of filth.
Okay, good luck with that. And do some light Martinizing while you're at it, too.
Meanwhile, Tom Cruise says his Catholic-born fiancée, actress Katie Holmes, has joined him as a follower of the Church of Scientology. Is this part of the filth? But insists that that doesn't mean she can't make noise when she gives birth to her child. Cruise addressed questions about the religious faith of his pregnant bride-to-be.
I'm not crazy!
On ABC, with Diane Sawyer, which is going to be on tonight, parts of this interview.
What channel is that on?
Let's see. What's ABC here? Channel 2?
Channel, that's K2, right?
I think so. I haven't watched that in a long time either.
Yeah, no one knows.
Cruise suggested Scientology's doctrine of silent birth emphasize a calm, quiet atmosphere in the delivery room, free from screaming and shouts of push.
Shouts of push. You know, we've talked a lot about it. No one on the show is ever going to have children, ever. But it is a mark, by the way, of my disdain for the whole idea of reproduction that even the word push makes me feel a little oogie. And I think I speak for Sarah there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're the one who'd have to be doing the pushing anyway.
No, so. I was just trying to find, I found this full list of famous celebrity Scientologists.
Really?
This morning. Yeah,
Jason Lee?
I had no idea. Jerry Seinfeld was one.
No, he's not.
No,
not
he
anymore.
Was.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe now he's a Kabbalan.
Yeah. No, Jason Lee's a Scientologist. Giovanna Ribisi.
That was just
Beck.
Yeah.
A list of people who you'd... I mean, they seem smart.
Mm-hmm.
And then... here we go. Line one. Listen, this is a screened call now. For the first time in a year. A screened call. Line one. Lauren, it says right here, you're at a Fred Meyer right now near the bunny display. Is that true?
Well, yeah, I did. The greatest thing, they have the white chocolate and the dark chocolate.
Crosses.
Now, don't they know that... Look, now, let's not have any racism here. Jesus was dark chocolate. Jesus was not white chocolate.
Well, they have two different styles. They have the pedestal style, and then they just have the regular, you know...
The what style?
The pedestal.
Oh, I thought you said peta something else.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, we are talking about the Catholic Church.
They are hollow, though.
Wait. Oh. You insert your own joke about how Jesus is really hollow. There's some sort of a lost faith joke there.
They have the... They're on sale, too. So
how much? So Jesus is on sale?
The ones in the big box are 2 for $5, and it's great because it has a sunburst on the back that shows you the picture of it. And...
Yep, that's what we had at Tennis Board, the big ones.
Now, are these...
They'll be a dollar tomorrow.
Good God. Are these... I mean, are they more on the third day? I mean...
You know, they'll be
is
on,
that the thing?
They'll be in with the dented cans on Monday.
Yes.
We could drop it in case.
Jesus will be right over there with the St. Patrick's Day hats. And okay, by the way, lest anybody think that we're just being sacrilegious, this is a real product we're talking about
here.
Being sold at Fred Meyer.
This is a factual news story that nobody else is covering.
So, okay.
We don't do dirty
is this
here.
Actually is this actually a cross or a crucifix?
There's no Jesus nailed to it.
Okay. He'd sort of be just affixed with icing anyway.
Then it would be $20.
All flowers and happy doing.
So it is real.
Jesus.
So it's just a cross.
It's just a cross.
It's wrong, though.
It's the Happy Easter standing chocolate cross.
Is that what they call it?
Yes, and then there's just the plain old Happy Easter candy cross.
That's I don't understand. Why
go for the deluxe one?
What is
it? Happy Easter candy cross.
Some sort of English?
Well, they're wedged between the truffle eggs.
You give a slanty bunny, I give you chocolate cross.
Welcome to the
special... We see how you like disgrace of Savior.
Welcome to our special holiday show.
The one in the big box.
In honor of Jesus.
It says ideal for holiday centerpieces or displays.
Or eating.
Sure, eating. You can't eat the cross of Jesus.
Sure you can. In one setting.
It's sacrilegious.
There's a big iris in the middle of it, you know.
You'll be going to the gym afterwards.
The candy sugar iris.
I really don't know what else we could say. Are you going to buy this and bring it by the station?
Well, would you like? That's what I'm asking you.
What do you think?
There are 9 of them here, and then there's another 6 of the dark and light chocolate ones.
So what's the top seller?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they both don't look like they're moving as well as Pit Stop Pete.
Well, they're not promoting them. They're not aggressively promoting them.
Good God. All right.
Well, now that we've given this all this publicity.
There'll be a run. There'll be a riot.
Oh, okay. A chocolate cross riot of 2005.
All right.
That'll end up in Wikipedia.
Here's the thing.
The one in the big package, that's the hollow milk chocolate. The other one's a solid milk chocolate.
Which one will get us into the pearly gates easier?
I don't understand why. Doesn't it seem wrong to have a hollow Jesus? You know, a hollow cross? Doesn't that seem like it's disrespectful
somehow?
What
is it supposed to like a Jesus
filled caramel? The nails going easier.
Yes, so Jesus filled with a soft, creamy center.
The Cadbury Jesus. They may have those around.
Okay.
He could be the fourth musketeer.
Well, the big ones are on sale for $2 for $5.
Yeah, those are the ones that I
You can't put the sun... Look, you cannot put the Lamb of God on clearance.
And you don't even need one of those buyer's cards at Fred Meyer.
All right. Here's the thing. I have no money. I left the house without money. I normally carry cash with me.
Maybe
I have none.
You get a prize.
No. There are no prizes here.
Come on. I know you guys have them, man.
There's nothing here, believe me.
There's nothing here.
There really isn't.
There's
a sink full of dirty coffee cups, and that's about it.
I can give you the list of celebrity Scientologists.
I can have you make out with the intern. That's more of a prize for Sarah, though. Here's the thing.
Got it, yeah. Anyway.
All shows just...
I know. It's only 20 minutes into it.
Okay. You bring us the chocolate cross. Let's follow this up with some sort of a chocolate head of John the Baptist or something. That's Catholic humor there for you. Okay, you're not allowed to do that. Only we're allowed to do that. All right. Bring me the chocolate cross of Jesus.
My son.
You have chosen wisely.
You know what? I'm going to buy you a light chocolate solid, a dark chocolate solid, and the pedestal hollow milk chocolate that is ideal for holiday centerpieces or displays.
I want to hear from one person out there that's bought a chocolate Jesus cross for a holiday centerpiece and display and then eaten it without feeling like they were going to hell for doing so.
Well, they're ready for Sunday.
I'll do it. I don't care.
No, not you. You clearly...
Well, come on.
All right.
There's no Jesus.
All right. We'll... That's you. That's you who said that. We are full of... We're moving on now. Lauren, well, we'll be here until 3.
Well, I will... I have all 3 of them for you.
All right. Well, we'll be here. Come on by.
All righty.
All right. There you go.
Bye.
So then we have to divide it up and decide who eats what.
We'll have to cast lots for it.
What do you think Mark Ronchetti's favorite bite of the cross might be?
Ronchetti sounds like a Catholic name.
He's super religious.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll fix that. Is he Italian? He's got to be.
Yeah, he's Italian.
All right.
Catholic Italian.
Okay.
They all are.
You have chosen poorly. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on Johnson 970, a proud part of the CBS Radio family. You stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You want to email, it's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Have we got any actual news done?
I pulled several stories. We have enough for next week. But since this is Good Friday, we should keep the Lord's Day holy and continue with these discussions.
Okay. Sarah, pleased to be thanking Sarah, because she pulled this list of celebrity Scientologists. Ann Archer. Kirstie. Okay, first of all, here's another reason to dislike them. They spell celebrity center, celebrity centre. You're not in England. James Barber. No one knows who he is. This is a list of celebrity, sort of a loose term.
Who's Lindsay Bartleson?
Lindsay Bartleson, I have no idea.
Who's maybe Josh Wiener?
He needs a name change.
Catherine Bell from JAG? Catherine Bell from JAG is a Scientologist?
Apparently so.
Well, whatever. She's unbelievably gorgeous. Mary Bono? Is that Sonny Bono's widow?
I don't know, because it says Sonny Bono, artist and congresswoman.
Claimed Catholicism on campaign.
Yeah, that's former wife.
Now, this is one of those. Maybe this is one of those he's dead, and so you don't know if it's real or not. Sammy Bukai, country music singer. Sammy Bukai? No one with that name is a country music singer. Rufus Buck? Just making people up now. Mm-hmm. Bucky Covington. Nancy Cartwright, I knew that. Cher, these are all people I've never heard of. Chick Corea.
Bernadette Peters, I didn't know she was a Scientologist.
I didn't think she was anymore.
Well, it says...
I wonder if this is like the Mormon thing, where once you're Mormon, you can never get your name
taken off. Haven't you ever read about it? How it claims, like, if you try to escape, that they basically hunt you down and make your life a living hell?
That's Sarah Dillon who said that.
Not I. I did not say that.
Well, you know what? No, but you know...
That's she may be an ex-member.
Well, we're saying those are allegations made by people that are probably unfounded, because I'm sure they're very respectful.
They're probably on MySpace
absolutely.
Right now.
No, well, you know, the thing is, in the Mormon church, and I can say this because I'm married to a Mormon woman. Here's the thing. With the Mormons, though, once you are a member of the Mormon church, you can never get your name taken off the rolls. Like, it doesn't matter what you do. You could kill a whole bunch of people and then, and then set off a nuclear weapon somewhere. But they'll keep your name on the rolls as an active member of the church. It's like going to Harvard. Even if you drop out, they still have you on the rolls.
Christian Schwing?
Christopher Masterson. Danny Masterson's from that 70s show, right?
Yeah. And Patrick Swayze?
A lot of good it's done.
Oh.
good to see they're helping him in that big comeback. Lisa Marie Presley, Leah Remini. Leah Remini, really? What is it with women who become Scientologists and blowed up? Giovanna Ribisi, Mimi Rogers. Okay, believed to not be active in the church anymore, but still holds the beliefs. Boy, she's another one who's just flat out gorgeous. It doesn't matter how old she gets, she stays hot.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Schwing, that's going to be a fun name to have. Billy Sheehan from Mr. Big, he's in the infomercial that they run late at night. Him and Nancy Cartwright. Ethan Suplee? No, come on. You know who that is, right? He's the fat guy from My Name is Earl. And he's in Mallrats. He's the big fat bastard looking at the Magic Eye poster.
Oh, really?
Brenda? He's in American History X. He's the guy in the fat friend of what's his guts, of Ed Norton. Greta Van Susteren. Greta Van Susteren and her weird, talk about a woman who looks all slanty now. John Travolta, yeah.
Jason Lee really surprised me. I thought he had a good head on his shoulders, that boy.
That's Sarah Dillon who said that.
You're freaking me out now.
Now, Edgar Winter, Leonard Cohen, former member. Well, he's a Buddhist now. Who's, get off my back!
Someone's here for prizes.
All right,
look at this right. Distinguished gentleman.
All right. Let's see. Former members, Oliver Stone, Sharon Stone, Melanie Soft, Lou Rawls, Ricky Martin, Charles Manson, Gloria Gaynor. Isn't Gloria Gaynor the I Will Survive?
Yeah.
All right. Soleil Moon Frye. Hey, somebody suggested a band name, and it was Cirque du Soleil Moon Frye. Emilio Estevez. Werner.
He's out now, right?
I don't know. Renounced and won't discuss it.
Ooh.
All right, okay.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm sure they're happy with the Charles Manson connection.
Yeah.
Not that we're saying that it makes people crazy. That's not what
it could be crazy beforehand.
You draw your own conclusions.
Yes.
All right. Okay. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. All right. Do we have line one? Is line one still there? Is this, hold on. Let's see here. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Is this Tim? Hello. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Tim?
Nope.
All right, well, hold on then. All right, I swear to God, I'm reading this off the call screening thing. It says, Tim, line one, Tim. Now, I'm reading this.
It's a young fella's first day.
It says, Tim ate a baby chocolate Jesus. I am simply passing along the information that appears on the call screening thing in front of me here. Oh, I'm sorry, Steve? I have no idea what's going on. All right, well, whatever. We haven't done anything. Should we be welcoming our special guest, or should we be trying to do more news?
No, let's welcome our special guest.
No, our special guest has been up since like 2 a.m.
All right. Do we have music?
No, we weren't able to find it.
Well, I was looking for It's Raining Men, so we don't
have... We had, the rain, weather.
So I will simply, in lieu of that, play the Hee Haw theme.
Okay.
That seems...
Ladies and gentlemen...
What are we doing?
It's 503-733-2970. Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show from Coin 6 News.
Coin News 6.
Coin News 6.
They changed the name of it.
Mark Ronchetti joining us now in the studio. You can step onto the microphone. Mark Ronchetti, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Boy, You know,
Mark, it's wonderful to see you in the afternoon.
Sarah, let's be honest. This is emotional for me to see you in this setting and cheating on me with another guy. But then again, I guess you were cheating on him with me, and then it's kind of gone full circle.
That's true. No, I'm kind of.
I had her first.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's kind of.
That just sounds so wrong.
Yeah, good times. Okay, how are you, sir? Now we've never actually met.
Yeah. Yeah, I've listened to you quite a bit. I was a big fan of your show when you were, you know.
Everybody says that, but it's not really true. It's a lie.
It is true. Now, I was frustrated because I'd listen to you and Tim while I was running. And there were occasions when
lost control of your bladder at one point.
Well, yeah, but I did that anyway. It was my bowels that really went berserk. So.
Fantastic. This is Mark Ronchetti talking about his bowels.
They told you.
Good times. All right. Well, thank you. Well, we appreciate it. Now, how long have you... I'm a late sleeper, my friend. Okay. I don't really get anything done. It's not that I go out of my way to avoid you guys on television. It's just that...
It's just you've never seen
I just don't care.
Yeah.
And so, which is no slight against you as a man.
No.
You know, or as a broadcast professional.
Right.
I have seen you doing the weather.
Right.
And I've heard you on our sister station Couple.
Right.
And so you're always, you know, you sound intelligent and as though you... Mm. You sound like you're not making it up.
Right. Right. I try not to be a phony.
Because, because my suspicion, like most people, is that the TV weather guys are just a... They're just making crap up. They don't really know what they're talking about.
Right. Well, oh, you mean the actual forecast?
Well, see, here's the thing. Let me tell you about a man named Richard Nunn.
Okay.
Now, Richard Nunn from the WB is a guy we used to have on. And Richard...
Wait, do you know Richard Nunn?
No, I don't.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay, see, now... this.
Did he go by Dick, or...?
No, he didn't.
Okay, I was just
Actually,
curious.
He did.
Well, sometimes. That's...
well, probably not by
That's
choice.
Late at night after the hookers and blow gave out.
Okay.
No, Richard Nunn did the weather at the WB.
Okay.
And I'd say that probably 80% of the time he had one intoxicating substance or another kind of rolling through his bloodstream, which he would be... I mean, I think he actually puts that down in his resume.
Right.
In no way is he ashamed of that.
Right.
And so we sort of learned that accuracy and weather, and these were just sort of relative terms to him. So, but not you. You actually know what you're talking about.
Well, sometimes. This area is hard. It's brutal. It makes you look like an idiot.
Well, he went to school for it, too.
How long does one have to go to school to become a meteorologist?
I went for 3 years.
Really?
It says
he went to Washington State University in 1997 after spending 2 years in Grand Junction, Colorado. And then he moved to Albuquerque.
Yes.
Well, it's just a string of exciting towns for you.
He has a good agent.
Yeah, I really do. It's big time. I say, send me to the armpit of the universe.
Yeah, whatever your commission is, it's about 5% too high.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, that's very true.
It says he's happy to be back in the Northwest, but still harbors other resentment. I'm not going to give up my dream to be a circus carny.
Yeah.
So if that opportunity presents itself, I may trade in this weather gig for life on the road.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, you got to start knocking out those teeth.
Right.
Because your teeth... I mean, even in person, they are oppressively white.
You're threatened by his teeth.
I am intimidated by his teeth. They make me feel like less of a man.
A lot of people are. Imagine having to stand next to, like, one of the tannest people I've ever seen and has the whitest teeth. He's just so healthy.
You are a swarthy
glowing.
Man.
I mean, there's no question. There's a certain snake quality to me. And
well, I wasn't
going to
say that.
Well, you know, the truth hurts. But I mean, but I'm not afraid to kind of, you know, let's be honest. There's nothing wrong with keeping the old teeth up. The problem is that they're not real. So my teeth, the front four, are not real.
Really?
Really.
Yeah.
Are you serious about that? Which the top front four or
top
just
front four are fake?
Now you got to go like this. Go. Really? Now what? No, wait, hold on. Let me guess. Hockey accident.
No.
Sledding accident.
No, actually it was a motorcycle accident a long time ago, and then they grew back in. The front one was dead.
No, wait, were these baby teeth?
No, this is just as I was a kid, just as I was getting my real teeth in.
They don't grow back in. You're not a shark, are you?
Oh, no. What happened?
I've just got rows of teeth,
right? No, this I was about 9 years old, and what they think happened was I lost my teeth as a kid or whatever.
Right.
And I got into this, I was hit by a motorcycle. They think it killed the tooth before it came in.
Oh.
And so it comes in.
We
have any soft music for this right now?
I'm sorry.
The thing starts coming in, and as it turns out, the front tooth dies. Well, you know, the way it works now is that, you know, you can put one front tooth in that's fake, but you're going to look like an idiot. So they just took the front four, basically.
So that's kind of like when you clean. That's like when you clean one spot on the your aluminum siding.
It always looks different.
You got to just hose off the whole house afterward.
Exactly right. Exactly.
Well, all right then. They don't come out though, do they?
No, they don't come out.
All right. Okay.
Well, there's a post in that attaches them.
Could you take them out and replace them with something else that was kind of kooky?
Yes.
Like spiky things.
Oh,
or,
like pop it out. Yeah. I could pop three of them.
Small decorative beads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I might get some bling going. I'm going to think about doing that.
You Zach totally get the grill.
Zach Randolph called. Give me his grill.
Totally get the grill that says coin in big letters.
I don't think I'll be doing that.
No, that can be your new marketing campaign.
Yeah.
What with Sarah, you can appeal to the youth demographic, get a little edgy.
We're a very young, hip morning show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, it's tough. Yeah, well, we kind of are. In some ways.
No, not really. Have you, now let me ask you this. Do you and again, I apologize, I don't know. No. Do you do weather? Now, I know Sarah theoretically does traffic, but then sometimes they, it's like they've got a water skiing animal of some kind.
No, actually, they took those stories away from me. I'm strictly traffic.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you mess one up or something?
No, I don't know. Like, we got a new producer and bam, they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got shuffled off to the side.
Well, that sounds to me like
a new consultant came.
Yeah, seriously.
When I was, like, lots of experience up in North Dakota.
Yeah, exactly. We like that. You know, when you hit Portland, it's the big time to you. That's when we bring you in.
Yeah. All right.
Just so you don't know what you're doing.
Hey, so here's the thing. So we've got this contest that we're actually kind of, that we're a little late on doing. So we'd like to work you into it if that's possible.
Okay.
So here's what we're doing. And attention, Scotty J. Intern who's now screening. Be nice to him, by the way. It's his first day. Only we can be mean to him. Sarah and I, we have this whole thing with our new intern, Scotty J. He's locked in this. See, I gotta quit calling him Scotty J. I gotta quit that right now. Scott, our intern, down the hall. We kinda have this thing where we're just gonna like push him until he cries, and then
we did with Kyle.
And then we'll bring it back a step. You know what I mean? It's just, you sort of go and
you
go and go.
Like poking.
Until they snap.
Right. Until he looks really upset. Yeah,
and then build him back up again.
Yeah, and then you're right. Well, you know, it's like turning out a woman on the street.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know all about that. Yeah. You know? So, alright, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take caller number 5, Scott. Caller number 5. Now, here's the thing. They got to be going to the listener party next Thursday, which, of course, should be easy because everyone is going. Everyone on Earth.
Is Mark going?
Mark, you going to listener party 9?
Oh, God. Are you
kidding
me?
Mark, I have the day off the next day.
Oh, do you really?
I do.
Oh, no, well, she's not going to come in all soused from the night before.
Okay. Now, you claim to be a listener, so I don't know if you're familiar with the title or not.
I am. I'm familiar with it. Was Crystal Ballroom last year? Is that where it was?
That was actually like us. We were at the Viper Room, and then before that, we were at Barracuda. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to be at Sabala's next.
Sabala's Mount Tabor, 49th and Hawthorne.
Okay.
Listener party 9.
Okay.
Kissing my ass.
Is that what it's called?
Kissing, comma.
Right.
My ass.
Okay.
Get it?
But you got to say it in the top 40. My ass. Can you do that voice?
No.
All right.
I think you could.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you want it done?
This is like a radio, like a real Don.
Oh.
How old are you?
32.
So we're about the same age. You grew up with the last vestige of the top 40.
I think chocolate crosses might be out there.
Oh. Could
somebody
we could get Lynn up here. I bet he could do the voice and kind of pump it out for you.
This whole show is just chaos.
Oh, man.
All right. Our chocolate Jesuses are here. Okay, well, we'll get to that. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, Tim. Tim, you just keep him in the bag.
Got it. Can't get distracted.
It's going to be distracted. Don't be distracted. Do not taunt Happy Fun Ball. Okay. So we're going to take caller number 5. You got to be going to the listener party, and you got to be willing to sing on the air. So here's the thing. We're going to have 2 sets of rock and roll lyrics.
Right.
They got to spot the fake one.
Okay.
One set of lyrics is fake. One set of lyrics is real.
Okay.
They got to spot the fake one. And then they got to sing something for 20 seconds.
Okay.
If you rise to that challenge, you'll get to go on stage at the listener party, belt out about 60 seconds of a metal classic with our backing band, and then if you win, the mantle and glory of metal will be yours. So let me look at the... all right, so am I taking this line 2? Let me see. Let me type this. 2? Question mark? All right, okay, there we go. All right, hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, I guess it was caller 5. Did I win the Bon Jovi tickets?
All right, thank you. Wah, wah. No, who is this?
I'm Jeff.
Jeff? Jess?
Yeah.
With an S?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Spell your name.
J-E-F, as in Fred.
Okay, Jeff. All right. Jeff, are you ready to rock?
I want to rock. And by the way, I'm the one who sent in the Rockalypse Now. That's the band name.
Okay. Well, let's move on from that. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. We are going to have Mark Ronchetti from Coin News 6. Did I say it right?
You did.
Coin News 6. He will read you 2 sets of rock lyrics. And just do them in your own style.
Okay.
In fact, do them as...
He wants you to do them as a weatherman.
Do them as a weatherman.
Okay. All right,
so sort of like a lot of perkiness, a lot of, you know,
right, yeah,
sunny,
absolutely.
Bright.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And then,
if you watch the show, you'd know how conversational he is. He's very natural.
I've seen the show. I don't watch it every day.
Okay.
It's not, I don't have a season pass.
Oh.
And then you must spot the fake lyric, and then you have to sing something for 20 seconds. Are you up to the challenge?
Sure.
I don't think he sounds
excited. You don't sound as though you're really into this.
Oh, well, I'll spot it.
No, I'm sensing a lack of enthusiasm.
Yeah,
okay. There you go. It's 503-733-2970. Let's take the next caller 5. And it would help, by the way, if you didn't suck.
Maybe we should have the wrong, like, do the lines now.
Now, I don't want to give people time to Google them. That's the problem.
Oh.
No, see, because that's the thing.
You're
I'm always
thinker.
No, yeah. I am because that's I'm listening
point.
For yeah. I'm always listening for the typing. Well, do we want to actually do some news, Sarah, while we're getting caller five?
I don't know, do you have to take off, Mark?
I got a hair appointment at 1:30.
Oh, where's it at?
Doesn't she come to
it's
the
back set? Out in Beaverton in the suburbs. I don't hang out in the city like you guys do.
You got a few.
You guys are kind of cool.
Mark and I went out drinking one time in the city, though.
Oh, really? Where at?
Yeah, everywhere. It was the longest night.
All right, so
ever.
Here's. Well, let's do this here. So it is 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We'll take caller number. The next caller number five, who sounds vaguely awake and as though he has a pulse and is even moderately interested in what we're doing here.
Not like you're on the Lars Larson show.
No, just a place spot that we are not talking about line item veto. We are not talking about NAFTA.
House Bill 246.
Lars, there's a black man who's moved into my neighborhood and I would like to know what I can do about it. So we are going to take the next caller five who sounds vaguely interested in this. We will have you spot the fake metal lyric. As read by Mark Ronchetti of Coin News 6. In the meantime, well, let's do a story here so we do get some news done.
All right,
let's do one story, and then we'll go back to the folds, as they say.
Only one. Well, soaring gas prices are squeezing most of us at the pump this holiday weekend, but at least one man isn't complaining. Last year, Exxon made the biggest profit of any company ever, $36 billion, and its retiring chairman appears to be reaping Exxon is giving Lee Raymond one of the most generous retirement packages in history, nearly $400 million, that's million, including pensions, stock options, and other perks, such as a $1 million consulting deal, 2 years of home security, probably by Brinks for all we know, personal security, a car and driver, and the use of a corporate jet for professional purposes.
Here's the thing, and this is one of life's truisms. Anytime you are involved in any sort of a thing where the word consultant is used, it's bad for you.
It's someone who failed in their own industry.
Someone who convinced somebody
during happy hour.
Who can't, they can't get a job. They don't really have any demonstrable or marketable skills. But they have bamboozled someone. They have swindled and hoodwinked someone in a tie into giving them a job lecturing people who, as Ricky Roma would say, are out working for a living.
And they come from a city far away that they don't think can be traced. Now we can. We know you were phony.
They all work in Philadelphia or New York.
They were big during their day.
They all worked at WINS for like a week in 1971. And this qualifies them to come and decide exactly how Portland radio should be done.
And this is how you bulk a cart.
Okay. Am I taking...
There's a method that's been forgotten.
What am I doing here? Caller, what is his name? God, this is like rocks and sticks.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Scott.
You're talking to the screen.
He can hear me. The screener. Mike, hi there. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm about a solid 2 out of 10 right now. It's one of those days. All right. Are you ready to rock?
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm awake, so I thought I'd call.
Oh, my.
Oh, for the love of God. Really? Is this really my day?
You can't sell it to people as if you're mildly awake. Come and join our contest. We had really excited people yesterday.
I'm selling it. All right. Oh, hold that thought. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, am I caller number 5?
I don't. What is your name?
Might as well be
Dallas.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. All right. I have time to get waylaid. So, all right. So, are you ready to rock, Dallas?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Dallas, could you turn off your radio?
Oh yeah.
This is all sort of light rocking today.
Okay.
All right. So here's the deal. Are you going to Listener Party 9?
I want to.
Now, look, I've had enough of this with the I want to, I'd like to, maybe, if nothing better's going on, I've considered it, I've pondered it, I've weighed my options, I'm still out, the jury's still out. You know, there is no I want to go. There is either I will go or I will not go.
I will go.
Thank you. All right.
Those bus tickets ahead of time.
So here's the thing. We are giving you the chance to rock on stage for 60 seconds with the backing of the Bigger Than Jesus House Band to belt out a Stone Cold metal classic. Is this something that you feel you can do?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right, here's the deal. Mark Ronchetti from Coin News 6 will be reading 2 metal lyrics.
Okay.
You must discern which is real, which is fake, and then you must sing something on the phone for 20 seconds.
All right.
All right?
Yep.
All right, hold on. Okay. The next voice you hear will be that of Mark Ronchetti. Do not answer right away. You got to wait through both sets of lyrics, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mark, here is the first set of lyrics. Now, again.
And don't say if they're real or fake.
Don't say if they're real or fake. Pay no attention to melody, phrasing, whatever. He's just going to read them. He will read both sets. Then you determine if they are real or fake. So you just hang on. Listen up. Mark Ronchetti, read the first set of rock lyrics for our contestant, Dallas. Mark Ronchetti from Coin News 6.
Sorry. All right. You got a nasty reputation. We're in a sticky situation. And it's down to me and you. So tell me, is it true? They say there ain't nobody better. Well, now we're together. Show me what you can do. You're under the gun. Out on the run. Gonna set the night on fire. You're out on the run. Under the gun. And playing to win.
All right, Dallas, hold on. We're going to give him the second set to read. That was fantastic, by the way. All right, this actually continues on the next page.
Okay.
They're there, and then it starts at the top.
Okay.
All right,
here we go.
Here's the second set of lyrics, read by Mark Ronchetti, Coin News 6.
All right. Bring you down, baby, bring you down. Tell all your friends, hey, I'm back in town. Whoa. You know I'm the one. I'm the man with the long steel gun. Pull the trigger, honey. Watch me take aim. Excuse me, I'm turning the page. Love you in the morning, don't even know your name. I'm the man. The man with the gun. Yeah, the gun. Push me to the edge. I'm your gunslinger tonight.
All right, Dallas. So I know that it all sounds like gold coming from him. Which is the fake metal lyric? The first set he read or the second?
I'd say the first one was fake.
Ha! Sherrod, you are! I fooled three in a row! Feel that!
You realize this isn't a good thing because we still don't have anyone for our contest.
I don't care! What matters is that I can write metal lyrics up there with the... You know, that first set of lyrics was written by John Bon Jovi.
The lyrics you're comparing it to were like from 20 years ago. You have no career path with that right now.
Shut your mouth. That right there, I went up right there, neck and neck, side by side with John Bon Jovi, and I stood with the best of them. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Dallas, you win nothing except all your right. own shame and humiliation. All right, thank you. Yeah. All right, there you go. Boy, that was fantastic. Wow. Look at that.
The long steel gun, that was my favorite right there.
No,
that was
and then,
very well done.
No, and then,
I like that. I'm your gun.
The best part, the line I'm most proud of that I wrote is the, pull the trigger, honey, watch me take aim, leave you by the morning, don't even know your name.
That is good.
Yeah!
You're a
man. I'm a man. You feel that rock power, bitches. All right. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Do we have to break?
Yes.
Have we accomplished anything?
No.
No, but we got Mark Ronchetti to say, I'm the man with the long steel gun.
Right.
That's fantastic.
Well.
And you're a bad reputation, a sticky situation.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, those real lyrics, the real lyrics that we heard right there at the beginning, that was Bon Jovi's Raise Your Hands. Mm. Hands. Okay. All right. Well, we've gotten nothing done, but what are you going to do? So, Mark, you got to take off and get your hair done, right?
Yeah, it's... You
don't
know,
they have people for that? Don't you have, like, a...
Don't. It's terrible. I got to...
I thought you have makeup people.
Yeah.
I know you do, because Sarah was bitching about the way they make her eyes look.
Oh, yeah, it's on the promos. On the, they'll come in, they'll put so much makeup on you, look like a corpse. It's horrible.
Yeah, that girl put eyeshadow, like, black eyeshadow
on her eyebrows. Oh, you should just go out on the corner, you can get a couple bucks after you're finished. That's good. Make it look like a hooker. It's incredible. It's like, wow.
Well, I mean... Clearly, they know how to capture an audience.
Well, they do, and they
hookers.
Yeah.
No, hookers know how to. Well, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So.
6 is found between Paxton and the Discovery Channel.
Is it
in the ratings or in the? Oh. 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 Wait a minute.
Oh wait. Hold on. We've thank you. The. Is it true, by the way, that the makeup they use on you is makeup designed for burn victims?
Yeah.
For me.
Well,
no, for mine, my special consultant gave me burn victim makeup.
Well, how did that conversation... Look, we've got this thing we use on burn victims, Sarah. Now, you've got a great personality, but we want you to... I mean, what? How did they even tell you that?
No, I guess it's packaged like that so that way it could, like, triple the price of it. I mean, this stuff is ridiculously expensive.
Well, you know, and the thing is, and that's the problem when you go into these people is when they bring out a power spray or when they start doing, you're like, well, I got a serious problem.
They're spackling
and
you.
It's unbelievable. And then the lady, she tried to... You know, I've got really red cheeks, and that's just the way it is. She did everything she could to make sure I looked like I didn't, and it was rough. That picture on the internet's just brutal.
That doesn't even look like you.
It's brutal.
How are your two cats, Lily and Moses, and your Siberian Husky named Axel?
Lily and Moses are fat, and Axel's good.
I guess that answers that.
That's a bizarre combination of words.
Yeah. All right.
We have to break now. Mark Ronchetti, the program Wake Up Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Look, I practiced. Nice. I prepped.
Yeah.
I
whole used... news team: Lynn, Mark, Katie, myself. Yeah.
It's not really a team, Sarah.
It's a family.
It's more of a family.
Yeah. It is, with a dad and kids.
They're on yours.
What?
Is one of them a drunken uncle who tries to kiss you?
I didn't say that.
At least they're to the point.
Well, we're to something.
All right. Okay, and it airs at 5 to 7 a.m.
Yeah,
look at that. Yeah. See, we sort of booked
nice
it with it.
Work.
Mark Ronchetti, thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
I'll be back at some point. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we come back. Someone's brought us a bag of chocolate Jesuses.
We're going to fight over who gets what.
You stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Johnson 970. Johnson 970, you stay right there.
What makes a man? Is it the power in his hands? Is it his quest for glory? Give it all you got to fight.